Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: يا ابن آدم، كن وصي نفسك في مالك، واعمل فيه ما تؤثر أن يعمل فيه من بعدك.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, O son of Adam, be your own representative in the matter of your property, and do about it whatever you want to be done with it after your death.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So it's such an honor to be here in your presence, dear listeners. We are talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, of course, this comprehensive persona, this beautiful persona, this living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And why do we say he is the living, breathing miracle of the Messenger? Peace and blessings upon him. Well, it's because among the Ummah, it was Imam Ali alayhi salam who most resembled the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. In his actions, in his words,
in his behaviors, in his manners, in his silence, in his speaking, in his courage, we find that the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam was a manifestation and an embodiment of the universal persona of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. What's really interesting is that we find Imam Ali alayhi salam, he faced certain trials and tribulations in his life. And of course, trials and tribulations are a test from the Almighty Allah. It is a test which is geared to help us attain prosperity and salvation. And sometimes we might think that these tests that are given to us by the Almighty Allah are something that we cannot handle. The Holy Quran says the opposite. The Holy Quran, the Word of Allah, says that the tests that are given by the Almighty Allah are all tests that we are able to overcome and we are able to prevail in. And this is a part of the mercy of the Almighty Allah. There's an interesting instance where Imam Ali alayhi salam spoke about these trials and tribulations, and he said that Allah tries his servants when they commit evil deeds. And he tries them with what, dear friends? With the shortage of crops, with the disallowance of blessings, and with the closing of the treasury of bounties. And why does the Almighty Allah put us in such kind of trials and tribulations, such as a shortage of crop, or a disallowance of blessings, or a closing of the treasury of the bounties? It is so that we human beings repent to the Almighty Allah, and it is so that we quit those things that we need to quit because they are in disobedience to the Almighty Allah, and so that we begin to remember that which we must remember, which is, of course, the Almighty Allah, and so that we are able to prevent ourselves from those things that we should prevent ourselves from, which are the maharimillah, those things which the Almighty Allah has made haram upon us. So, dear friends, in our lives, if we do face some sort of trials or tribulations, perhaps we should think deeply and turn towards the Almighty Allah, ask for forgiveness for the sins that we may have committed in our lives, prevent ourselves from continuing to commit sins which are an obstacle for us to attain the nearness to the Almighty Allah. Beautiful and profound lessons that can change our lives for the better, for forever, brought to you by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أشهد أنك جاهدت في الله حق جهاده وعملت بكتابه واتبعت سنن نبيه.
I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
It must have been very important for Ali to make wasiyyat and address it to all. This was not the normal wasiyyat that a person makes about himself and his family and what is to be done with my estate after I pass away. This is a wasiyyat which has been included in Nahj al-Balagha by Sayyid Razi in the third section of the book, part of, you know, the short sayings. This is number 47. And there he mentions advices for us about namaz. Wallahu wallahu fi salat fa innahu umudu deenukum. He says, I remind you of the prayers, the daily prayers, because this is the umud. This is the central pillar of your faith. And there is a hadith where deen and religion has been compared to a tent. And the main pole on which the tent is erected is known as umud. And so salat is there. If that falls, everything will come down. And this is where Amir al-Mu'minin is emphasizing about the issue of salat. Then he says about hajj. Wallahu wallahu fi bayti rabbikum. I remind you of the house of your Lord. If you abandon it totally, if nobody goes for hajj, he says, you will not be spared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will not wait for qiyamah. The azab will come right away. And he says, wallah, wallah, fil jihad. He says, I remind you about jihad of all different kinds. Bi amwalikum, with your wealth. Wa anfusikum, with your life. Wa alsinatakum fi sabilillah. And jihad with your tongue. Speak for the sake of the truth. Promote the deen and mazhab. This is one way of doing jihad fi sabilillah.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.